I think by now everyone knows that we can drive, or women are not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia, but maybe few knows why. Allow me to help you answer this question. There was this official study that was presented to the Shura Council. It's the consultative council appointed by the king in Saudi Arabia. And it was done by a local professor, a university professor. He claims it's done based on a UNESCO study. And the study states the percentage of rape, adultery, illegitimate children, even drug abuse, prostitution in countries where women drive is higher than countries where women don't drive. I know, I was like this, I was shocked. I was like, we are the last country in the world where women don't drive. So if you look at the map of the world, that only leaves two countries, Saudi Arabia and the other society is the rest of the world. We started a hashtag on Twitter mocking the study, and it made headlines around the world. And only then we realized it's so empowering to mock your oppressor. It strips it away of its strongest weapon, fear. This system is based on ultra-conservative traditions and customs, deal with women as they are inferior, and they need a guardian to protect them. So they need to take permission from this guardian, whether verbal or written, all their lives. We're minors until the day we die. And it becomes worse when it's enshrined in religious fatwas based on wrong interpretation of the Sharia law or the religious laws. What's worse, when they become codified as laws in the system, and when women themselves believe in their inferiority, and they even fight those who try to question these rules. So for me, it wasn't only about these attacks I had to face. It was about living two totally different perceptions of my personality, of my person. The villain back in my home country, and the hero outside. Just to tell you, two stories happened in the last 2 years. One of them is when I was in jail. I'm pretty sure when I was in jail, everyone saw titles in the international media, something like this. During these 9 days I was in jail. But in my home country, it was totally different picture. It was more like this. Manal al-Sharif faces charges of disturbing public order and inciting women to drive. I know. Manal al-Sharif withdraws from the campaign. Ah, it's okay. This is my favorite. Manal al-Sharif breaks down and confesses foreign forces incited me. And it goes on, even trial and flogging me in public. So it's totally different picture.